This happened to me last summer. It was during a road trip that I was taking from my home in Ohio to New York. It started out well. I was making good time, the weather was great, and I was enjoying the views as I made my way down the freeways. I had decided that I would try my best to do the whole drive in one day because it was about an 8-hour drive for me. I already had a hotel booked, and I was on pace to get there at about 10 p.m. until I hit some traffic about 5 hours into the drive. It eventually cleared up, and at about 9 p.m., I was only 2 hours away from my hotel. But that's when things started to get strange. The roads were much quieter now with it being dark out. I was driving in the right lane with my car on cruise control. I was kind of zoned out, just driving and listening to the radio, when I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye. There was a car next to me, and I realized that it had been next to me for seemingly a while now. I looked over at it and could see that the car seemed to be going the exact same speed as me, and that I was perfectly aligned with the driver's window so I could see inside the car. When I looked over, I saw that the driver of the car was looking right at me. This car was a black Jeep SUV, and it looked a little bit old. His front passenger side window was rolled down, allowing me to see him pretty clearly. The driver looked to be a man wearing a baseball cap and big sunglasses. He was just staring at me. Then he started to point. I watched him point at me, and I was really confused. I gave a little smile, thinking it was a joke, and then focused my eyes back onto the road. I could tell out of my side vision, though, that the man was still pointing at me. Not only that, but he seemed to be motioning now. I looked over again. Now the man was pointing at me and then moving his hand around a little bit. I thought maybe he saw something wrong with my car, like maybe a flat tire. I looked at the guy with a confused face. The guy was still pointing at me, and it appeared as though he was motioning for me to pull over now. It seemed weird to me, and I kind of had to get gas anyways. I was at a quarter tank, so I decided at the next exit I would pull off. As I drove down the road, the man remained next to me. I kept seeing him look over or make more hand gestures to me. I took the car off of cruise control because this guy was starting to make me really uncomfortable, but when I slowed down or sped up, he would quickly adjust his speed to match mine. At last, after probably 5 minutes, I saw an exit and I took it. I put my turn signal on a little bit late, just in case the guy was going to try to follow me. When I took the exit though, he didn't. I watched him just keep driving down the freeway. I was relieved and figured maybe he was trying to point something out that was wrong with my car. Either way, it was a rather strange way of doing it. I entered a little town with a gas station a short ways down the road and pulled into it. It was nice and a pretty big gas station. I was able to fill up my tank and then got out of my car to examine it. When I did, everything seemed fine. I looked all around it. My tires weren't low, my license plates were on all correctly, taillights and headlights were also working. I didn't know what the guy was gesturing about. I just shrugged it off and decided to finish up my drive. I only had about an hour and a half left until my hotel, and I was starting to get tired. I left the gas station and then took the ramp to go back onto the freeway that I had been driving on. As I drove down the ramp and was beginning to merge back onto the freeway, though, I saw a car pull over on the side of the road up ahead. When I got closer, I recognized it to be a black Jeep. It was just sitting there. Could it be the same guy? As I approached it, I saw it start to move again. And after I passed it, I saw that it was now merging back onto the freeway. My heart dropped. Were they waiting for me? I kept driving and watched them speed up and then start to drive next to me again. Once again, the guy rolled down his window and started looking at me. This time, I rolled down my window as well. He was motioning for me to pull over, and I yelled out my window to him. I asked him what he wanted, but I didn't get a vocal response, just more pointing. The guy's face remained expressionless the entire time I saw him. I don't know why, but I decided to pull over. I thought maybe something was wrong with my car and I just hadn't seen it when I looked at it. I was definitely no car expert by any means. I slowed down, and so did the man. Eventually, I came to a stop on the side of the road. I saw that the Jeep slowed down and pulled over to a stop maybe 50 feet in front of me. We both sat there stopped for a few seconds. Then all of a sudden, I saw the two rear doors of the Jeep open up. Two large men came out and started approaching my vehicle quickly. The men were both wearing jackets and had on baseball caps and sunglasses as well. As they got closer, their pace changed from a fast walk to a jog. I put my car back into drive at that point, and when they were maybe just 15 feet away, I pulled back onto the freeway and drove away. Luckily, no other cars were going down the freeway at that moment. I sped away, and as the men realized they wouldn't reach my car, they turned and ran back to the Jeep, which still had the driver inside of it. I floored it, and was able to put some ground between myself and the Jeep before the guys got back inside of it. I could see it start to drive again, and I kept driving. I went a ways down the road, and the Jeep was still pretty far behind me. I noticed an exit, and immediately took it, and began driving down random roads. After that, I took a different route to get to my hotel without going back on that freeway. I didn't see the Jeep again, and it took me almost an hour longer to get to my hotel, but it was well worth it to not run into those people again. A few years back, I was traveling across the country to visit my parents. This is something that I did all the time. It was a really long drive, and usually took me 2 days to get there, but I drive on road trips all the time. I've driven all around the country, and have always liked exploring. I usually have always slept in my car as well, and I even lived in my car for a period of almost 6 months at one time, not because I couldn't afford a place, but because it was something I just wanted to do at the time. It was never that difficult for me, because I'm a 5'1" female, and the back seats of my 2010 Subaru give me plenty of space to sleep comfortably. On this particular road trip, I was driving from California to Illinois. I usually would take about 3 days to drive there, and would stop at rest stops or truck stops to sleep. I was on the first night of the trip, and had driven for almost the whole day. It was getting late, probably about 11 p.m., and I found a rest stop and pulled off the road into it. When I got there, I could see it wasn't too busy, but there was a fair amount of people there, mostly a lot of truckers. I found a parking area, and parked away from the handful of cars that were there. I was all the way on one end, and I prepared my car for sleeping. I had a system that I would always do, which was to cover all of my windows with blankets or window covers, and secure them. I would then get my blankets in the back seat for sleeping. Then I went inside the rest stop building to use the restroom and brush my teeth. When I went inside, I saw there were a few other people there, but not too many with it being late. I wanted to hit the road by 6 a.m. the next morning, so when I got back to my car, I pretty much tried to go right to sleep immediately. I had been tired from all the driving, and within 5 minutes, I was super relaxed and drifted off to sleep. However, I was woken up seemingly not too long after that. I was suddenly wide awake, and I looked around and saw that it was still nighttime. I looked at my phone to see the time. Nearly midnight. I hadn't even been asleep for an hour. Then, I thought I heard a very small noise, but I couldn't tell what it was. I was paranoid for some reason. I'd slept in my car many times before, but I never felt quite like this. I was completely still and held my breath listening. Then I heard a small noise once again. I was trying to figure out what it was, and then I realized it was my rear passenger's door that my feet were up against, and it was being pulled from the outside. It was as if somebody was trying to open the door very slowly and quietly. I heard it once more, and my heart started pounding. Then, I thought I heard some footsteps, just barely, and everything went quiet. I was still laying there, frozen, not making a sound. Eventually, maybe 2 minutes later, I heard more noise. But this time, somebody tried opening my other rear door where my head was. I very carefully and slowly sat up, and then pulled the blanket covering the window to the side just a tiny bit. I saw a man walking from the side of my car towards the front of it away from me. I only saw him from the back, so I didn't know who he was, but I quickly closed the tiny gap I had made and hoped the man was leaving for good. I kept sitting there and listening, but I didn't hear any noises for a while. Just when I was starting to feel a little bit comfortable again, I heard another noise. This time, it was coming from my front driver's door. It sounded like the guy was messing around with the lock on my driver's door or something. I knew that all my doors were locked, and I was just hoping that the guy would give up already and go away. I wanted to drive away at this point, and I looked around for my keys, which usually would be in the compartment behind the driver's seat and would be next to me as I slept. In the dark, I had a hard time finding it, and I was also trying to be as quiet as I could. Just then, before I even found my keys, I suddenly heard a click from my driver's door, as if it came unlocked. Then, I watched the door open up. I was horrified. I saw a man begin to enter the car and look right at me. When I saw him, I recognized him. He was one of the people I had seen inside the rest stop when I was in there. When he saw me, he began to come closer, and I went as far back in the corner of my back seat as I could. The man started laughing as he got inside, and then shut the driver's door. I pushed the unlock button on my door and then opened it. I ran out as quick as I could, and I heard the man open his door as well. I went running all the way to the rest stop. I felt the man chasing after me, and he was gaining on me until I got about 50 feet away from the rest stop building. Then he seemed to stop. As soon as I found somebody walking in the rest stop, I ran up to them, and I told them to call the police. Then I went inside. There were not many people inside the rest stop at all anymore at this time, but still enough to make me feel much safer than out at my car. I didn't have my phone with me, or my keys. They were both still inside my car, so I walked up to the front desk of the convenience store area inside the rest stop, and I asked the person working there to call the police. I told them what had happened, and I then waited by the front counter until the police arrived. When they got there, we went back to my car and saw that the man was gone. Luckily, he hadn't stolen any of my stuff, and I provided the police with his description and told them that I had seen him inside in case there were security cameras. After that night, I stayed the next night in a hotel and did the same on the way back. I've slept in my car again since then, but I've been much more careful when I do. About a month ago, I had a wedding that I was invited to. I decided to make a road trip because it was about a 10-hour drive from me, and the flights I was looking at were pretty expensive. Plus, there were some places along the way that I kind of wanted to see. I left early on the first morning of the trip and drove for much of the day, but I did stop at a few places and found myself driving on the road late at night. I was getting really tired, so I decided to look for a hotel. Pulled off the freeway and drove down the road looking for a gas station where I could fill up my tank and then look up a nearby hotel on my phone. I drove down a quieter road for maybe 2 or 3 miles. It was a lot longer than I thought it would take to reach a gas station, and I was starting to think about turning around when suddenly I saw a sign for a gas station up ahead. I had to take another road to the left, and then I saw this small gas station off in the distance. I pulled in and filled my tank. It was a small gas station, and it seemed to be sort of out in the middle of nowhere. When I was done, I went on my phone to look up a hotel, but when I did, I didn't have any service. I looked to the gas station, but the building part of it was closed. I didn't see any other cars or businesses on these roads at all. I figured I better just get back to the freeway and drive down it some more until I would have a signal on my phone. I started my engine and began driving back. I left the gas station, went down the quiet road, and then took a right. But when I went right, it didn't look familiar. Maybe I had turned too soon, or maybe I had missed a turn. It was really dark out, and the directions I had on my phone were not working because of the no signal problem. I drove down the road and saw a sign with the name of the exit I was trying to get to on it. I felt better and turned to drive that way. But when I pulled onto the road, I then saw a detour sign and a truck with flashing lights up ahead. I guess they were doing some sort of road construction, and I was forced to turn right instead of going straight. This was frustrating to me, because I didn't know how long it was going to delay me, but what could I do? At least I was going in the right direction now. I drove down the road, and then saw another detour sign telling me to turn once again. When I got to this road, it seemed even darker and quieter than the ones that I had been on. By now, I was feeling very lost. I drove down the next road for a minute or so. But then, it suddenly stopped. It had led me right to a dead end. This had to be a mistake. The road just ended abruptly, and right in front of me was a woods. I stopped my car and took out my phone again. Still no signal. I was feeling really creeped out by all of this. I started to turn my car around, but just then, I saw several people coming out of the woods. They were all headed for my car, and appeared to possibly have guns in their hands. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I slammed my foot to the gas pedal as hard as I could and drove my way out of there. As I started to drive, I heard somebody try to open the door of my rear driver's side. I sped away as fast as my car could go. I didn't hear any shots or anything like that, and I looked in the mirror to see the guy who had tried to get in my car running after me. Luckily, I was able to drive away. I tried my best to retrace the roads that I had been on. When I made it back to the original detour sign, it was now gone. I kept driving and was eventually able to find the gas station that I had been to. I started driving down roads, hoping to find my way back. I was pretty scared as I drove around those roads at night, but I never saw any other cars. Eventually, I was able to finally make it back to the freeway again, and later on, I had service and got a hotel. I hope to never have an experience like that again.